Hello there, Dunder Mifflin Knights, and welcome back to another episode of The Office ASMR, a podcast to enjoy while you fall asleep. Tonight we're on Season 5, Episode 18. This is Blood Drive. A quick programming note is that if you look at the episode numbers, I think I mentioned this earlier in the season, but if you look at the episode numbers by podcast number code in the feed, it might look like I'm missing an episode. I think episode 515, I think it might jump from 514 to 516, and that is because instead of using like podcast episode numbers in the same way, in the, I guess you would call it normal way, I prefer to have these match the production codes of the show. But I also, if you look at IMDb, there's a mismatch in the production codes of the show, where I think on IMDb this one might be labeled 517, because they're, you know, using the episode parlance as in pure episodes. I think this only really happens in season 5. I mean, it doesn't carry into the next seasons just because of the season break and the numbers. But I use the Wikipedia numbering system versus the IMDb one. I match my podcast episode numbers to the Wikipedia production codes, just for consistency's sake. And so if you think I'm missing an episode, the good news is I no longer am. That would be, what is the sleepy time equivalent of the drive time radio show alert when it goes wah, wah, wah? Last week I was able to fix one of the longest running issues of the show, which is that I had a quote unquote lost episode back in season 2. I talk about it in that episode, whatever, but if you go back, if you want a new to you episode, I re-recorded episode 2, or season 2, episode 6, The Fight, because for some reason, so it might sound weird in sequence when new listeners are starting the podcast series, because I recorded that one, what, a year and a half ago, and it was even weird for me to listen back, because I think I've become more kind of baritone and droney over the year and a half that I've done this. And so a new to you episode, I will link it in the show notes of this episode. I will put it in, you know, episode 206 in the show notes. So if you want something fresh tomorrow, there's a little bonus episode for you. And then I also have been able to consistently record new episodes of my Scrubs podcast. And so I am going to see how long I can continue the 2-episode-a-week cadence that I've been able to maintain. This will be the second week I was able to do that, so major news there. And tonight, oh, you know what, I almost recorded the wrong episode tonight. I say I've never lost an episode. I have double recorded an episode, and I realized it like halfway through. But tonight, we're back, you know, we're done with the part one, part twos, double headers. I think the only remaining longer episode in this season is from is the finale, which, what a finale it is, the company picnic. So tonight is Blood Drive, like I said, episode number 18 of season 5, directed by show favorite Randall Einhorn and written by Brent Forrester, also a show favorite. Originally aired March 5th 2009. Let's see, oh, we got Bob Vance. Oh yes, this is a good episode. So let's get into it. we start off with a salesman coming in to see Michael. And Pam is like, oh, he's not in. Oh, look, there he is. There's a shot over the guy's shoulder. Over his shoulder into there. And Pam won't let the guy. He's a phone technology system salesman that would essentially replace 95% of Pam's job. She's like, oh, he is really booked. And Jim, she like shoots an eye to Jim. Michael Scott. I can assure you, we don't need a new system. Jimbo, Michael's like, what? Oh, hey. Michael's like, oh, this is the improv I've been waiting for. Hey. And then Dwight comes in, and they get all four of them doing thumbs up. Hey. And they basically scare him out of the office. And Michael's just really excited to have gone through a funny moment with everybody. And we're into the show. I'm wondering if they changed the intro title sequence in season 6. Maybe that's when they finally change it. It's coming soon. You know it's coming soon. Now we got the whole office decorated for Valentine's Day. Hearts everywhere. Little cupids. And the big deal is that there's a blood drive today. Michael, and the exchange between Kevin and Michael as they get into the office is, into the elevator, is that Holly was way hotter than Stacy. Oh, great talking head with Jim and Pam. Jim says, you're only engaged once. Really, Jim? On Cupid's birthday. Kelly has in it a letter from a secret admirer. Time for a dental cleaning. Maybe a checkup too. Michael has some lovely flowers on the desk and says, it would look better here. I wouldn't want them to fall. Kevin is a little grumpy too. Michael says, just about everybody in this office is single, including me. Emotional pain, especially him, because of his great capacity for emotion. First Valentine's Day since Holly. Love shouldn't be shoved into people's faces. There for her to look at, Michael. Michael sits down on Jim's desk. It's a very difficult day for a lot of people in this office. The general sexiness and the flowers. So Dwight says sexy becomes hostile. You've got Michael, Kevin, and Dwight all hovering around Jim. Pam says, you can't be part of the relationship, Michael. So suck it. Hey, everybody. I just invited Jim to suck it. And I'm cordially inviting you to a Lonely Hearts convention this afternoon. Singles only. And we do have each other. Kevin's like, oh. Now we're on the blood drive, and Dwight is having trouble finding a vein. How can also retract my penis up into itself with a sly look to camera. As Michael sits down, there's a woman that says, "I can't talk right now." I clam up, and she's very nervous. Now, and Michael, there's a little exchange between them. Michael plays nervous pretty well. Big needle. Just relax. There is a very, you know, the chemistry between the two is really good. Hawaiian blood punch. 00 ocean spray. Now we have Jim and Pam chatting at reception. And Phyllis invites them out to lunch. He says, "Look, we'll do all afternoon." Jim says those mines aren't going to sweep themselves. And they're in. Michael looks at the bag, straight at the bag. "Could you distract me for a second?" Bags. Now, a hat. A bloodless hat that's full of soup. She says, "You're cute." He said, "I was so nervous about this. I don't think I eat for 3 days." As he passes out. She says, "Is he okay?" He wakes up. How long were they out? And there's Hank, the security guard, sitting in the other chair. Where did the lady go? And there's a little pink glove. "I need her name." Give him a return to the glove. And she can't give him the information. Now we have Kelly decorating the walls, ripping hearts. Cupid. Meredith rips off the wings and says, "Now it's just the stupid baby." Now we have Phyllis and Bob out with Jim and Pam. Bob says, "I don't know how you can work with that jackass. That other jackass and that new jackass. It's Michael, Dwight, and Andy." "Oh yeah, I understood." Now we get the whole circle. We have Michael, Meredith, Oscar, Kelly, Creed, Angela. We should all go around, tell our worst relationship story, and blow through it. Kelly, how about Ryan? Now his heart is in Thailand, and the rest of his body. Sorry about that. Oscar, come on. Is there something you want to get off your chest? Anything? Oscar's like, no. Very traumatizing. Now we get Bob, who's bragging about bowling a 280. Jim uses a 6-pound ball. The little girl had monstrous hands, dainty fingers. Nobody asked Bob. Now we're back and we have Oscar. "Look, do you risk telling how you feel?" Or, "I told him. Was he into you? In a gay way? He told me he wasn't gay. I'm not done yet. A friend of mine calls me. I just saw him in a gay bar in Kansas City." Oscar's like, "No." And videos that my worst breakup was two breakups with two different men. I was in love with both, and using Dwight, they had a duel over me. Oscar says we were here. This was years ago when we were living in Ohio. Dwight is like, what? You had two sets of different men actually duel over you? I love that. I love that, like, throwaway storyline. Oscar says Andy's on one of his honeymoons. He made non-refundable deposits, so he's knocking them out. Later, he has a couple's massage. Kevin's worst breakup was with Stacy. They're reading the paper. I think the Eagles could clinch the NFC East. She said, we're done. Michael's like, what? What is going on here? Dwight says, back to work. We don't need to do this. I see these beautiful people. If there were other single people, we just need to find them. Even in this office park. Let's get all these lonely people together. Dwight says, a giant net. A mixer. Like an old-fashioned meat market. You're not allowing natural selection to do its work. Like the guy that invented the seatbelt. The look that Michael gives him right as he says that is so good. A great boss cares more about the happiness of employees than anything else. Michael's going to shoot his arrow at unsuspecting victims. Oh, he's hit by Cupid's sparrow. Funny little bird. No movement. Dwight feels a little bit lopsided because of the blood they took out of the right side. Hello, Dwight K. Schrute. Babe Alert. Lynn. And somebody that Dwight is going to blow it with. Kevin. With Lynn. Kevin just kind of locks up in front of Lynn and is like, yeah, I'm working on it. I'm from here. He only gets better. Dwight says, I can untie any knot. You shouldn't believe everything you hear. There are many knots I cannot untie. Where does... She works in a place that does catalogs for community colleges and catalogs. You must use a ton of paper. And Dwight is like foaming at the mouth. Now Jim and Pam are talking about what to do because Phyllis and Bob are in the bathroom and they don't want to eat their food. But Pam and Jim are going to snatch a few fries and sneak a few fries in there. Kevin is talking about his love of drive-in movies. And Kevin says, before I left her, when she actually left me, and just walks away. I think I blew it. It all happened so fast, he says. So fast. Now Michael is in tool and die repair. Meredith has a total hysterectomy. That's kind of a repair. I'll let you guys talk. A lot of hope. You need to see when hope gets crushed as he looks to the door, hoping for the blood bank glove woman to come in. Not too late. You know the kind of discounts we're talking about, Dwight says. And he goes, "Why, Michael, why are you looking at the door? Is someone after you?" "No one's after me. I met a woman giving blood. That is so romantic," says Kelly. "I met somebody we hardly talked. I picked up her glove. I think our blood bags touched. This is like a modern day enchanted. 3 billion women on the planet. Most of them live in Asia. The numbers just don't add up. I hardly even talked to her." Michael's like, "Yeah, I know." "Oh wait, Pam's eating Bob's steak? Cover it with the broccoli. Did they dine and dash? They didn't even dine. They just dashed. Yeah, we were having a nice time. Now they go to the bathroom, empty, and they look, and they're clearly getting it on in the bathroom, in there. Now they're all waiting for, they're all sitting in the conference room. A woman comes in, and it's not the blood bag. And they're like, Now Phyllis and Bob come back. Phyllis's hair is all messed up, as is Bob's. They look a little disheveled. Where were we? Bowling. And Phyllis is just like sucking down water. You didn't eat much there, Jimbo. And now there's a shot of like Jim and Pam looking at the camera like, is this for real? Good for them. Good for Bob and Phyllis. Kevin goes to Lynn. "I get very nervous talking to pretty girls. Seriously feel how sweaty my hand is." "That is really sweaty. Are you on email?" "Cool. Bye. Bye, Kevin." Kevin says, "Yeah. Good Valentine's." Now Dwight is like, "Look, the more volume, the more discount." And she's like, "I'm gonna go. Can I get a firm commitment? We already have a paper supplier." I didn't really connect that she has a very Angela vibe. Small petite blonde hair. Well, Dwight tried to turn that into an opportunity. Michael says, "Hey, if anybody wants to go, they can stay a little longer." "Sure, Michael. Absolutely," they say. And get everybody done there. Cleaning up the party. Stanley appears to be asleep. Now looks like it's dark outside now. So, you know, in February in Pennsylvania, in Scranton, it would get dark at like 4:30 or what, 4:45. So, not that late in the day. Michael says, "4 months ago, I was dating Holly. The first time I've even considered getting back into the dating arena. Sometimes it's not about Cinderella getting the slipper back. It's the fact that the prince even picked up the slipper at all. There's a lot of princesses out there. They have all different sizes, shapes of feet, and hands. So I think my odds are pretty good. Poor Michael. Oh yeah, Stanley's like, can I have a cookie? I gave the letter earlier. You got a cotton ball. We've been using Band-Aids. Stanley's like, Band-Aids. You have Phyllis and Stanley that were trying to get cookie, and then you have Creed walking out with his blood bag. So that'll do it for blood drive, and we will see you in the next one. Good night, sleep tight.